Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sportfish Restoration Program. The annual arrival of colorful, fun-to-catch rainbow trout gets underway this month and continues through March.
They're a good fish to catch and a good fish to eat.
Carl Kittle oversees the Texas Parks and Wildlife Trout Stocking Program.
Each winter, we try to create an opportunity for fishermen. Right now, we're doing over 120 sites with about 270,000 to 275,000 rainbow trout being stocked almost all over the state.
It gets too hot in Texas to support a natural population of rainbow trout, so anglers have to get them while it's cold.
You can catch them with live bait, you can catch them with corn or some other bait, and certainly they're great on spinners and even fly fishing.
What about a cane pole?
A cane pole and a worm is one of the best ways to catch trout.
Kittle says although relatively easy to catch, rainbow trout can offer a challenge to anglers.
In that they are aware of people above the water, and they can see out of the water if the water's clear. So sometimes you have to be a little bit cautious about letting the fish see you from above while you're fishing.
Having to hide from the prying eyes of fish from below the water's surface is just plain creepy.
They're nice eyes. They're nice little fish. No reason to worry about them.
Says you. Find the trout stocking schedule at passporttotexas.org. That's our show with support from the Sportfish Restoration Program, helping to fund fish hatchery management and operations in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.